You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
You've tuned in to Truth Before Reconciliation with your host, Tammy Wolf, where we're building relationships and teaching truth before reconciliation.
They will also have their leaders. They will also have their heroes. They will also have their problems. And they will also have the continuing responsibility to look out for the next seven generations.
It's the Native Fan.
Change, they like ho what, cola, bouju, hola. Tell them I'm the cold-blooded chief out of Minnesota. Basin is known to blow subs. I might go to Oklahoma like Durant, then post up and move to the West Coast like a fucking gold rush. If it's snowing up, might just hop in the whip and bust a couple donuts. My jewelry custom from New Mexico and Arizona. Went from no love to the VIP with Patron and Coronas. Pulled up, just rolled up, four blunts. Rappers acting like they know us. Tell them this is something you couldn't even get close to. Waking up my haters like Folgers. Warrior DNA, I'm a natural soldier. Business owner from a place where the winter's colder. I'm the winner and closer. I'm killing opponents, I'm grilling you posters. I'm illy, I know it. Anyway, I'm on top of the totem. I'm pulling your cord and taking the pot when you fold it.
When a terrible waste of your time, you thinking the Cowboys got natives on mine. Always wanna talk and open your mouth. Don't forget you got natives up north and down south. I wouldn't expect you to know. It's over your head and we out the door. We hit the road and go. This G's got more than the hypo glow. I'm on another level, grab your shovel and start digging up your hole. If you don't, this big red hand will smack you upside your dome. Yeah, I don't have many friends, that's why I live alone. All the ones that flipped and talked are buried behind my home. If you're looking at starting a riot, just bring it on, baby, this native ain't quiet. If you're looking at cashing it in, summon the spirit ceremony begin. It's a native thing, this is how I bang it, bang it, bang it. A native thing, bang it, bang it, bang it. Bang it, bang it.
It's a native fan, native fan.
Cowboy, it's finna be a bloodbath. We all came up to some days in a trap. Chinese noodles and Wonder Bread. Now we eat five star models, give us head. Some of my cousins on the red, and some of my cousins in the city. I'm like Muhammad Ali on cocaine, like giving steroids to a petty. Wow. And every other fucking damn city got a new bitch with new titties. You call that bird your bitty? Yeah, but me, I think she's shitty. Cold. Got the streets buzzing like ginseng. These bitches love the way my dick swing. Her ass look fat in the G string. Fill her up, make that puss sing. American, Indian, movement, all my brothers, load your guns. Being in the trenches, where we been, stacking hella bugs. Broads wanna fuck a savage, cut they want that wild style. They call them middle cheap, yeah, this pink skin, hard style.
This native is breaking all stereotypes like natives that spitting that hip hop. These feathers I rock are all part of my skin. These tattoos are dripping like ink drops. You that Indian boy that be rapping, nah, ain't it, nah, ain't it, nah, ain't it, nah, ain't it. Flipping fried bread in the kitchen. Now, ain't it? From the red cars to the red dogs. Hey, Factor, shut up, Thomas. Time to eat. Homebox, shed, your body. My dog. Hey, stay at it. Thank you, my native. Say, God dang, boy. That boy snagging up on that hook there. So this is how we gon' do it. Keep tradition so we don't lose it. But understand we're not perfect, so don't give up. It's not worth it. Hardships and the struggles. Bullshit in the trouble, so rise up, stand strong, be brave, boy, you don't crumble.
It's a
you've tuned into CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm Tammy Wolf, the host of Truth Before Reconciliation. I'm really excited today to have a great guest on my show today, coming all the way from Oklahoma. Yes, Sven Jahde. He is the actor most best known for his role on Reservation Dogs as Punkin Lusty, as well as doing a lot of other amazing things out there. So welcome back, Sven.
You.
We are going to just get right back into it. Hopefully you've tuned in to our last show. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to start with, you're still doing a lot of great things. I did want to touch on your activism because that is a huge part. So yeah. I know that you have strong ties to, you know, I mean, you kind of told us all about your upbringing, some of the things that you faced. I mean, that's why I do my show, right? Mm-hmm. That's why I do Truth Before Reconciliation, because I have been impacted myself, MMIWG2S, losing my mom, growing up in the child welfare system, lots of different things that I've experienced through my life. So I love having people on the show like you come on and talk about, the issues. I know the States is a little bit different than what is happening here in Canada. We kind of did touch on that before we started the interview. Right. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, it just kind of plays into me wanting to see positive things from anybody and everybody.
Right.
Indigenous issues. If I can help using my platform, I do. If I can share anything, I do. If I can write about an issue and bring awareness to it, I will. Which I have. I have so many songs about certain things that touch base from MMIW, MMIWP, or MMIP, and all of those things. Like, water rights, fishing rights, land rights, all of these things, addiction, child molestation, domestic violence, all of these things that our communities face that it's taboo to talk about. Right. Nobody talk about it. And if it's a Native guy bringing that up, they really don't like you to say those things because that makes us look bad. And right. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care because I'm the one talking to these kids face to face.
Mm-hmm.
I am talking to these kids in reality, not on Facebook or on a comment or some statistical post with numbers.
Right.
I'm there in the mud with these kids, man. And right. You don't see the look on their faces that I see.
Right.
And unless you're doing it. And there's a few homies out there and our sisters out there doing it. And they're on the front lines doing these things.
Right.
You don't know until you know. And I didn't know until I knew. And I'm still learning. And I'm still trying to figure out and navigate myself through these things. It's a passion that I had in my heart to try to give some type of like hope or inspiration to for these kids to hold on to. And I'm not saying kids, but even our young adults, our parents, our grandparents, our aunts, our uncles, you know, I try to tell them that you have to listen to these youngsters instead of trying to tell them things.
Right.
You have to listen. They are fully aware of what they're going through. You don't mm-hmm. have to know what they're going. They know what they're dealing with.
Right.
You know, you just need to listen to what they, and sometimes that's all it takes. It's just to listen.
Right.
Like, don't give your feedback or nothing. Just listen. And you may find yourself feeling better and more uplifted that, you know, you're wondering why our kids are so disconnected from our parent system, the system, the age difference, the generational differences. You don't understand what these kids are going through. It's not like when I was going through it in the 90s, where if you get bullied or picked on, or, you know, you just deal with it that day and then tomorrow nobody knows about it. Now it's plastered over TikTok and Facebook and a million people watched you be humiliated.
Right.
And, you know, we have to watch out for these things and understand it's a different dynamic. It's right. different. I have to be different than the way my mom and my dad, definitely the way my dad treated me. And like, mm-hmm. I didn't have a positive male role model in my life. So I have nothing to base my fatherhood or manhood on. I have nothing to base it on other than convicts and drug dealers and domestic violence. And that's all I have to base my what as a man. And right. So there's either two choices on that end. You either grow up to be what you've seen and you were raised on, or you grow up and you change it. There's only two choices. You can't live in both worlds in that aspect. Right. Like you can't do both of those things. You have to choose one. And that was the biggest fear in my life, was to be a father like my father was to me. That was right. Is that I would do that to my wife. I would do that to my kids. I would do that. Mm-hmm. And it still is, which I know that's not. But there's that insecurity there that so, I feel. Yeah. Am I doing a good job? And am I a good dad? And am right. I a good in, and you double, like, I'm my worst critic. I don't need people online to tell me you should look at yourself in the mirror. You know, I do this every day. Right. And I ask myself, am I doing enough? You know? Mm-hmm. And so that is what I think changed my life, my kids and everything. So it's like I'm able to get back to those traditional things that brought me to where I'm at now, and to be able right. to be grateful and gratitude to all of that, you know. So that's where I'm at.
No, this is great. I mean, I feel like we're almost out of time. I had so many questions, and a lot of them have been answered, but I feel like we could probably still continue to keep talking. I wish we had more time. Final thoughts. I would love to hear like words of wisdom, or I know that you already did give suggestions to the listeners out there. Basically, just keep listening is what I heard was the suggestion I heard, but I would love to hear final thoughts from you on.
So I would say to anybody listening that may be going through something, it's all a balance. It's all a balance. Everything is a balance. So you have a sunny day and you thank the creator because the birds are chirping and the dogs are barking and the bees are buzzing and everything's vibing good. It's great. but then that tornado comes and knocks your house down the next day, please be just as grateful in the same moment that you were happy about the sunny day you had the day before. And you will be able to get past those things that you feel are so bad that you can't, you know, but you will, because it's all a balance. If you accept it, whether it's good or bad, as life, it's not against you. It's just life. There's the creator is not out to come after you. The world isn't after you. It is just life. It is the way it goes. Do the best you can to accept it either way, and you will feel better. And tomorrow is always tomorrow, and yesterday today. So don't worry about yesterday if you're in today. Just keep going till tomorrow, and then worry about that day.
Nice.
You know, if you want to give up, I had an old dude tell me one day, if you're trying to give up, he said, just wait till tomorrow to give up.
Nice.
And then that
beautiful
day,
words of wisdom. So again, thank you so much, Sten Jody, for being here today with me on Truth Before Reconciliation. Again, plug how people can connect with you.
Yeah, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, www.tattoomusic.com. That's tattoo MUZIK.com. And Stenjodi, STENJODDI. Yeah, just hit me up and follow along.
Thanks so much, Sten, for being here. You're still listening to CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Treaty 1 Territory. I'm Tammy Wolf with Sten Jody on Truth Before Reconciliation. Please tune in again next week. Thanks so much.
How interested you are in Indians, and are you interested in, quotes, the Red Revolution and power for the Red Indian, you know, that kind of thing. What are American people doing for Indians? That's a big question over in Europe. They've made so much money out of the Indians. At first they took the land, and then they made movies about them taking the land, you know. It's a bit mean, you know. But we always used to stick up for the Indians in Britain on movies. You know? What's happening with the Indians? I mean, what are they doing for them?
Nothing, nada. They ain't never represent us. The U.S. been the opposition. They always been against us. Genocide, assimilation. They murdered us and then some. You can see a warrior, the chief, with a vision. Fuck Trump, fuck Clinton. They don't wanna see us rise. You can see the seventh generation in my eyes. Sten Jody and Mr. X, we get up on and run tracks. Catch me in the sweat lodge, Dakotas in the Sundance. I put tobacco out and I burn sage. Maine indigenous is what I'm about. I'm riding till the end, so they call me Last Rider. No native mascots, fuck Dan Snyder. No Cleveland Indian, Chicago Blackhawks. We burn Custer's body and we wash his ass rot. We stand with Standing Rock, fuck the Morton County cops. The governor is crooked, rising up until he drops. Yeah, welcome to the Red Revolution. Shout out to the Red Warrior Camp, we ain't losing. I made my message clear, the natives in here. No Dakota access, fist in the air.
What's gonna happen?
You're so frustrated at what was done to the Indians in the past that you feel like you should do something for their descendants now, who are still getting it.
Well,
six
I know,
ways.
Illiterate, not educated, not looked after. I mean, they're like, I don't know if they're having it worse than black people here, but it's pretty rough for them, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very bad, and I think it's good that people have a sense of conscience about it and are doing something about it.
Well, don't they legally really own the land?
Not enough.
We Native Americans, heritage evident, living a life of distress. Depression inherited, struggle is evident, primal survival, stay blessed. The treaties are last, the bullshit agreements, the media give us the press. So we taking the action, we living with passion, protecting our water and land. The opposition is on one, so I smudge off for the great ones. And I pray now for the young ones that live a life that they have to live. The missing and murdered indigenous, y'all talk about it, we living it. All thanks to our government, our congressmen and president. 500 different indigenous nations standing together and stopping invasion. Praying and dancing and dancing and praying and getting arrested. They call it a riot. Many were chanting, many were Patrol. No cap on, no cap on, my warriors are zone.
How many people think there's only a few Indians left? There's millions of them in the whole continent of America.
Millions of
South
them
America.
In the whole continent of America.
Millions of South them America. In the whole continent. And one day they're going to be asking for their rights. And one day they're going to be asking for their rights. And one day they're going to be asking for their rights. I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't standing next to the black people.
I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't standing next to the black people.
I wouldn't be surprised if they weren't standing next to the black people. So it's either give now or die later, anyway.
This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Campus and community radio broadcasting to you from the heart of downtown Winnipeg.
This is David Barsamyan, host and director of Alternative Radio. Established in 1986, the award-winning AR is dedicated to the founding principles of public broadcasting, which urge that programming serve as a forum for controversy and debate, be diverse, and provide a voice for groups that may otherwise be unheard. Tune in to Alternative Radio every Wednesday at 1 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM to hear from people like Arundhati Roy, David Suzuki, Vijay Prashad, Naomi Klein, Tariq Ali, and Angela Day.
Slumber accelerator, FaceTime reflex and futuristic waves. Worker boys swimming out in the deep, can't touch bottom, prehistoric. Clouds, don't you go easy on me.
University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
Amateur Hour, where bad is good and worse is even better. Your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful. Tune in every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. here on CKUW 95.9 FM.